My Sister Jodie, written and read by Jacqueline Wilson.
Jodie, it was the first word I ever said. Most babies lisp Mama or Dada or Drinky or Teddy. Maybe everyone names the thing they love best. I said Jodie, my sister. Okay, I said Dodie because I couldn't say my J's properly, but I knew what I meant. I said her name first every morning. Jodie? Jodie, wake up, please wake up. She was hopeless in the mornings. I always woke up early, 6 o'clock, sometimes even earlier. I wasn't allowed to get up. I was fine once I could read. Sometimes I got through a whole book before the alarm went off. Then I'd lie staring at the ceiling, making up my own stories. I'd wait as long as I could, and then I'd climb into Jodie's bed and whisper her name, give her a little shake, and start telling her the new story. They were always about two sisters. They went through an old wardrobe into a magic land, or they went to stage school and became famous actresses, or they went to a ball in beautiful long dresses and danced in glass slippers. Eventually, she'd open one eye and her arm went round me automatically. I'd cuddle up and carry on telling her the story. I had to keep nudging her and saying, "You are still awake, aren't you, Jodie?" "I'm wide awake," she mumbled, but I had to give her little prods to make sure. When she was awake, she'd sometimes take over the story. She'd tell me how the two sisters ruled over the magic land as twin queens, and they acted in their own daily television soap, and they'd dance with each other all evening at the ball until way past midnight. Jodie's stories were always much better than mine. I begged her to write them down, but she couldn't be bothered. "You write them down for me," she said. "You're the one that wants to be the writer." I wanted to write my own stories and illustrate them too. "I can help you with the ideas," said Jodie. "You can do all the drawings and I'll do the colouring in." "So long as you do it carefully in the right colours," I said, because Jodie nearly always went over the lines, and sometimes she coloured faces green and hair blue just for the fun of it. "OK, Miss Picky," said Jodie. "I'll help you out, but that won't be my real job. I'm going to be an actress. That's what I really want to do. Imagine standing there, all lit up, with everyone listening, hanging on your every word."